NATO launched Baltic Sentry, an operation to protect critical infrastructure in the Baltic Sea, following incidents of damage to undersea cables and pipelines. The alliance is deploying frigates, patrol aircraft, and naval drones with measures that could include boarding or impounding ships suspected of endangering infrastructure. The operation is part of NATO's response to rising sabotage concerns after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Finland recently accused a Russian tanker of damaging the Estlink 2 power line and telecom cables by dragging its anchor. Finnish President Alexander Stubb said Russia's shadow fleet controls the vessel. He noted further investigation could confirm details. Sweden, a NATO member since March 2024, contributed three warships and an ASC 890 surveillance aircraft to the operation. Its Coast Guard deployed four monitoring ships, with seven more on standby. Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson described the security situation in the region as uneasy. He said Sweden is not at war, but is also not at peace. Since 2023, at least 10 undersea cables in the Baltic Sea have been damaged, affecting countries including Finland, Estonia, Germany, and Lithuania. These cables and pipelines are vital for trade and energy links in the region. NATO members highlighted the importance of safeguarding such infrastructure amid security concerns. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said NATO is targeting Russia's shadow fleet with sanctions and other measures to protect critical infrastructure. Latvian President Edgars Rinkevičs said it's challenging to monitor the Baltic Sea due to the 2,000 ships crossing daily. He emphasized that NATO's efforts in the Baltic Sea are meant to deter further incidents.